could you talk me through what you saw?
Well, as I say, I walked on the plane and my seat was like a seat in front of him. But he was making a lot of ruckus, saying, you know, shouting and bawling. Well, not shouting and bawling, but just saying, oh, morning and groaning. And I saw the stewardesses moving two ladies that were right next to him out, and I thought, well, I've got them seats because, you know, it'd be good for the flight, you know. In a contractor that I am, I thought, I'll get the best seats.
Yeah.
So, I sat down, and there was a set of three seats next to me, the gentleman in the middle, obviously, which I couldn't see because there was two of the security men either side of him that were holding him down. And the other seat in front was taken by another security guard, so there was like two back seats taken by the security men that were empty. So I just sat down, but the guy was just saying, I don't want to go, and if he was in pain, but they must have been forcing him down, because I didn't realise afterwards he was handcuffed. So they must have had him doubled over, and they were both on either side, they put pressure on him, so when he got a bit stronger, I tried to lift up the other guy on the other seat in front of him. I leant over and pushed him down again.
I see. So yeah, can I clarify here? We're saying there's a security guard on either side of the seat, on either side of him, and another one in the seat in front of him, applying pressure from on top when he came up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you
try to get up, obviously?
Can you tell me
specifically? I can't breathe. He just kept holding him down. I never saw him at all until he actually passed out.
How long was he saying, I can't breathe before he passed out? Do you know, Kevin?
Probably 10 minutes at least.
Okay, and was he saying, I can't breathe consistently for those 10 minutes?
Yes, he was saying, I can't breathe.
Was he making any other complaints about his treatment?
Well, no, he was just... Actually, you know, he's physically warning, you know, as if he was been sick and things like that, as if he couldn't get his death. I think there must have been put so much pressure on him.
Sorry, did you say he was being sick, or it was as if he was being sick?
Sounds as if, you know, the way he was,
Yeah, he was kind of wrenching.
As I said,
And tell me, Kevin, did you hear the security guard say anything to him at this point? Were they saying anything to him?
No, they turned, well, one of them turned to me, the one in the front seat, just said to me, he says, it'll be alright, you know, once we get up in the air, he just doesn't want to go, you know, but once we get up in the air, it'll be alright.
They said, once we get up in the air, it will be alright, is what they said.
He said it'll quiet him down, yeah.
And did the plane take off? Did the plane take off?
No, it didn't take off at all, no, because when they lifted him up, I mean, he looked a bit red when I finally did see him, but he was all swallowed, and he was just out, he was unconscious.
So,
I think they must have been scared of him that put so much pressure on him, because he looked a bit lad-like. And the three security guys were big dogs as well.
Yeah. Did you think at that stage, Kevin, that he it may have been fatal, that he may have died in that incident, or did you simply think he'd passed out?
I didn't really think an awful lot. You know, I just thought, oh, he must have passed out. But then when the lady fell right beside me, you know, when the paramedics came on, the lady fell right beside me, and I was looking at him, and I thought, oh, what's that? As the police came on as well, I was paramedic started resuscitating him, you know, on the floor beside me. And, you know, the chase was security guards to get out of the way, you know, we don't want to know you, you know.
Sorry, could you say that part again, Kevin?
The chase of the security guards were trying to have a look, see what was going on, but the paramedic, the young lady she was, she just, will you get out of the way, you know, and he chased them, all of them.
And try to get the security guards out of the way. Well, look, Kevin, it's really useful to get this, and as you can imagine, the family, what they want to know is answers, because all they've been told so far is that the man's became unwell on a flight. So, you know, I'm
that's
sure...
Rubbish. That's rubbish. That's rubbish.
So you don't...
That's what they're using. Absolute rubbish. Absolute rubbish. He didn't deserve that. He definitely didn't deserve that.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks again.
Well,
cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers.